All right, it's 6 o'clock, so I call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order, April 15th, 2019. First item is approval of the agenda. Got a first by Ron.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We have an agenda. Item three is executive session. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Barnier.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Do ask that the council go to executive session. There are two legal matters to discuss and I think two contracts. I know the agenda says a personnel item. I'm not exactly sure, but Mr. Ainsley's nodding his head, so he'll be primary on that one. Right. Thank you.
Is there a motion for exec? We have first by Rhea, second by Terry. All those in favor of exec, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We're off to exec. Join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
States of America, the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Included in the packet is Park Board minutes, Planning Commission minutes, and Library Board minutes, multiple of them. Item six is announcements and praise. This Friday, Good Friday, April 19th, City Hall offices are closed. And on Saturday at 10 a.m., the Optimist Club Easter Egg Hunt is going on in the city park. Included in the packet is the Kids to Park Day proclamation. That's for the month of May. Also, I have Sexual Assault Awareness Month proclamation. And we'll make sure these get, we'll make sure we get these on the internet somewhere. And also, this is the hard one. Sarcoidosis Awareness Month is April, so we want to include that as a proclamation from the city of Sturgis. How about any other announcements and praise from council? None being heard brings us to item seven, which is the city manager's report, and I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Ainsley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. First, for the budget update, the numbers I have for you are through the end of March, and so 25% of the year complete. Under mayor and council, 27.9% of the budget has been expended. There were several one-time expenses that are paid in January, so that's why it's higher. Attorney is 21.8. Finance office is 20.9. Human resources is 23.6. City manager is 18.5. IT is 29.5. Again, we had several expenses that were just done in January. Insurance is at 97.1. Almost all of our insurance bills are paid in January. That's why that's higher. The buildings department is at 18.8. Planning and permitting at 23.7. Sponsorship is at 48.2. The reason why that is high is most of our rental contracts were paid in January as well. So the rental line item, which is over half of that total budget, is at 74.5. The rally department is at 16.8%. PD is at 18.9, dispatch is at 14.1, fire is at 21.3, streets is at 16.8, street lighting is at 18.3, airport is at 51.7. The reason why that is higher is fuel. We did purchase the majority of the fuel already for this year, and our fuel line item is at 81%. So that's sitting in the tanks, and we're selling it every week and making a profit off of that. Cemetery is at 17.1, community center is at 19.9, recreation is at 18.8, parks is at 16.3, library is at 24.5, auditorium is at 16.6. The total for the general fund is at 25.1%. The triple B fund is at 17.9% of the budgeted allocation. Water is at 26.0. Again, why that's higher is simply because of the insurance payment that's already been paid. Wastewater is at 34.8. Again, that's because of insurance as well as the capital improvement projects that we have been doing out of that. And sanitation is at 19.5. Are there any questions on the first quarter budget numbers?
Figured overall.
No, I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay. That's just all right. Individual. I'm just funds. Curious.
Sorry. Then the last item is for the sales tax update. These numbers are for February. And so in the triple B month over month in February, we were up 0.9%. So for the year, we're actually up 0.8% so far. In the 2% month over month, we were up 4.5%. For the year, we are up 2.3%. Are there any questions?
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is consent calendar. It's a rather large one tonight. A through Q, we got some minutes and we set multiple public hearings on some resolutions. Does council wish to remove any of those items A through Q and discuss them individually?
Just remove N and discuss it individually.
That's just setting a public hearing. There's not going to be much discussion.
Oh, is it setting the public hearing? No, never mind then.
No motion then, Ron?
No.
Any other items from council? How about any members of the public? Do you wish to remove any of the items A through Q on the consent calendar and discuss them individually? None being heard, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
First by Rhea.
I'll second that.
The second by Terry. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Faye, please note unanimous for the minutes, please. Brings us to item 9, which is approval of the claims. I do have an addition here. This is for the liquor store. We have a payment needed to be added of $1,393.19 payable to Southern Glazers of South Dakota. That is an addition that's needed when we get to the point of a motion. Is there questions from council on any of the claim items?
I had a question for page 20. It was a $2,000 payment for a tree relocation. I was just wondering where that was.
I believe that was where the water interceptor line was going in. Does that sound right, Rick? Was that the tree that was relocated in front of Public Works, maybe?
Thanks, Rick. Any other questions from council on the claims? Is there a motion?
I can make a motion to approve the claims with the addition of $1,393.19 to Southern Glazers of South Dakota.
First by Steve with the addition.
Second.
Second by Jason. Spend a lot of money here. Terry, we'll roll call and start with you.
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Bills are paid.